Are you listening to Classic FM or Radio 3? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, a rather unusual one this week. As you can see, I'm on a train on my way back from York to London, having visited a friend of mine I haven't seen in a very long time. And these aren't the ideal recording conditions, but I wanted to record some things while they were still on my mind, fresh on my mind from my conversation with my friend, that made me think a bit about what inspires us to be the best we can be. So my friend is a classical musician. He and I studied music together at Birmingham University. He became a professional musician, composer, conductor, professor of music, lecturing in composition. And talking to him is a reminder of the deeper issues and aspects of classical music. We sat and talked about life. We also talked about music. We talked about how you resolve a German diminished sixth. We talked about Bach chorales and the creative way in which Bach gets around the problem of fifths moving in progression together, which if you're not musically trained, don't worry about it. But just to say that we talked about some relatively complex things that I don't often think about these days because I'm not in the world of professional music in the same way as he is. And it occurred to me that although I don't think about those things, they still matter to me. And as I talked to him, it raised my level of thinking and understanding and reminded me of things I actually knew more about than I realized I knew. And it made me more appreciative of the finer aspects of classical music. And I left him and I got in my car to drive back to the train station, and I switched over from Classic FM to Radio 3. Now, if you don't know the difference and you're not into classical music, that's okay. But Classic FM is an easy listening classical music station, essentially, and they do some nice stuff, no problem with that, but it's on a relatively light level. Whereas Radio 3 in the UK is more classical music for nerds, perhaps, for people perhaps like me when I'm in that mood, and certainly my friend Lawrence. But the thing that occurred to me is, I wanted to listen to Radio 3. I wanted to get more into the more obscure music, the more technical side of classical music. And I listened to a piece of music that was quite modern and certainly not easy listening or light on the way back to the train station, and I really enjoyed it. And the point of all this for us is that my friend Lawrence touches my thinking in a way that most people don't. And so he makes the idea of listening to more technical pieces of music more attractive. It seems to me there's a parallel there with our approach to preaching and teaching, that we need people around us who help us to be inspired to learn more, to delve deeper into technical aspects of teaching and preaching, whether it's the theology, the language, the commentaries, or even the way we communicate, how we teach and preach, as well as what. And people like Douglas Jacoby fulfill that in my mind, and I enjoyed speaking to Doug in Israel not so long ago, and that's made me read more difficult books and look into more difficult texts and delve into those things. And my conversation with Lawrence was rather like that, except on a classical music front. I need people like that in my life to inspire me to go deeper, to think more broadly, to look at things from a more technical standpoint, also from perhaps a higher standpoint of overview, rather than just getting immersed in the day-to-day details of digging out the next point for the next lesson. So I wonder, do you have someone in your life who inspires you to want to listen to the spiritual equivalent of Radio 3 rather than just Classic FM? Sure, there are times for Classic FM, and I'll be listening to it many times again, but there are also times for Radio 3 in my life. And as I go back to London, I'm thinking about what more technical things I might listen to or read about, perhaps not so much on classical music, but in teaching and preaching and theology. And who do you have in your life? Who is your Lawrence? That's the name of my friend. Who's your Lawrence that inspires you to think about these things? I'd love to know. So leave me a message, leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community, as I've proved today by being in community with my friend Lawrence. And if you know someone who might benefit, pass the link on. Leave a review, hit the like button, the subscribe button, hit ding the bell, and leave a review. Please do leave a comment. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, a terrific Tuesday, and, well, God bless to you.